This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Exposing and defunding America's killing machine. That's the focus of tonight's angle. In 2016, Planned Parenthood performed one-third of all abortions in the United States. The number, a staggering 321,384 unborn children. Despite laws prohibiting the federal funding of abortion, Planned Parenthood received more than half a billion dollars in government grants and reimbursements last year. Well, since the money is fungible, it can be used then for facilities, staff, and activities that support abortion services. Now, you're going to remember during the campaign when the president repeatedly vowed to defund Planned Parenthood.
Unless they stop with the abortions, we don't do the funding for the stuff that we want. Because I'm totally against the abortion aspect of Planned Parenthood. I wouldn't fund it if they have the abortion going on, and it's been a big factor. Planned Parenthood should absolutely be defunded. I mean, if you look at what's going on with that, it's terrible.
Stripping Planned Parenthood of its federal dollars is kind of tricky because $440 million of its funding comes through Medicaid. President Trump has already signed a bill rescinding the Obama-era regulations that mandated that states fund Planned Parenthood through their Medicaid budgets. That was good. But what about the remaining $60 million that Planned Parenthood receives from you, the taxpayers? Well, that comes from something called Title X funding, federal grants dedicated to family planning, education, counseling, health screening, etc. Now, the president has on his desk new Title X rules that will deny Planned Parenthood funding. And these regulations stipulate that no organization performing abortions would qualify for Title X grants, depriving Planned Parenthood, thus, of tens of millions of dollars. Now, the president is apparently weighing whether to greenlight the new rules or not. Soon-to-be retired president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, is claiming Trump and other politicians are targeting not abortion, but something else.
Unfortunately, at the state level, more and more, I think it depends on the legislature, but they're taking political aim at women's health, women's access to basic health care.
Oh my, this is, of course, total bunk. Abortion is not health care, certainly not to the baby it destroys. And the other main services that Planned Parenthood provides are STD tests, HIV tests, pregnancy tests, and contraception. Oh, and contrary to what the abortion giant often says, well, they don't offer mammograms. No. So here's the reality of their services. And these are Planned Parenthood's own figures. Abortions outnumbered prenatal services 41 to 1 in 2016. For every 83 abortions, they provided one adoption referral. One. The organization performed about 200% more cancer screenings back in 2006 than last year in 2017. So it's going the other way for cancer screenings. And of the 2.4 million clients they saw last year, Planned Parenthood only offered about 32,000 family practice services. Okay, out of 2.4 million. Let's be brutally honest here. Abortion is Planned Parenthood's stock and trade. It's their only specialty, and it's their cash cow.
We've been saying that for a long time. The evidence is clear, whether it's, Abby Johnson, who's been on with us many times. By the way, they're going to be doing a movie about Abby Johnson and, what she experienced. And looking forward to that coming out probably probably be out next year. But, you know, look, at the obvious is right before us. When is enough enough? How many babies have to die at the hands of Planned Parenthood? How many baby parts have to be sold where the outrage is such that it's the end of it? But nobody's been arrested yet, so stay tuned for more details.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com or you can drop me an email. We always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I've got a real gift for you to share with you right now. Emmy Award-winning producer Tim Ortman is with us. He is releasing a new book that is quite captivating, especially for those of us who love history. It's titled Newsreel, A View Through the Lens Win. Having worked for 5 years as a cameraman and producer for every major U.S. television news network and the Foreign Press Corps, Tim understands firsthand the TV news production process with over 3 decades of experience shooting, lighting, editing, writing, story editing, producing. What, did you chase down donuts too? I mean, was there something that we missed here, Tim?
Yes, I fetched Coca-Colas, whatever was required.
Hey, well, that's the nature of the job. You flow to the need, whatever it is. But what a neat opportunity for you, and I say for people who are artists, a canvas to work on, to be able to be in the business at that time when you could wear all these hats. Today, a little bit different, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so Newsreel, it's a memoir, and it harkens back to my time as a young NBC staff cameraman as part of the Foreign Press Corps based overseas. It takes place mostly during the 80s, and that was a tumultuous time in news coverage. For me, it started with the war in Lebanon and concluded with the fall of communism, and throughout that whole period, I experienced a great sense of camaraderie with the other dedicated men and women I worked with that covered news, and felt supremely proud to be working for NBC News and the greater broadcast news business. And when I went to write the book, I wanted to write more than a memoir. So given today's climate, there's, you know, some media bashing going on. It provided me with an opportunity to perhaps remind the reader that in a free society like ours, a strong and independent news media plays a really vital role.
Yeah, absolutely important that it both be strong and independent. And I think a bit that's what we're crying out for. I mean, let's go back to those days when you were there as a cameraman. The three major networks commanded about 85% of the viewing audience. It's pretty powerful, isn't it?
It was, and I refer to it as the heyday. You know, they were the Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, the whole network news business was at its most trustworthy zenith back then. There was, there wasn't the fractured landscape that we see today. And those guys, those anchormen, were more trusted than presidents. And we had a global reach back then. We had bureaus in every major capital and major city, and we had an incredible reach. We were enormous, but we were very agile. We could, at the drop of a hat, we could go cover news in any corner of the world. I think that still happens today, but we were maybe a little quicker back then.
Well, Tim, you know, compared to today, I mean, you had the big names, the Brokaw, you know, all these names that were there. Obviously, I mean, everybody had an opinion, you know, and a worldview. Not that big a problem, but certainly today, you know, the information age in which we live, it seems like some of the people that we would hope that we could trust in have maybe gone over the top. Or, you know, what's your read on this?
Well, you bring up a good point, and that's the information age. So that landscape has, you know, the big three has changed irrevocably. We're not going back. You can't put the journalistic genie back in the bottle.
Right,
so
exactly.
There's a lot of different sources. There now you're competing, the viewers competing, and those networks are competing with a lot of online opinion and today talk show. So I enjoy listening to talk as much as anybody. So I tune in, but you have to be careful about labeling those news outlets. I think there's a lot of people masquerading as news. I still think there's a great deal of fact-based, honest journalism being done today. And, you know, I know if I sit down and I watch Lester Holt's Nightly News, I'm going to get the straight story. But there are other outlets that maybe are more opinionated and again, talk masquerading as news.
Exactly. And, of course, this gives credence to, you know, the whole idea of fake news and propaganda and spin and all this. And, of course, it's unfortunate because, as you realize in your career, to me, the number one reason for news and publications that are newsworthy is to document history. We want to make sure after everything is said and done that there's some objective oratory or documentation of history. Do we not?
Absolutely. But when you go from three networks to 300 channels, you're going to get some fractured voices in there. But I wrote, you know, I entitled Newsreel and spelled it R-E-A-L to kind of address the whole fake news phenomena. I mean, I'm not so certain that that's always applicable. I think fake news is sometimes a distraction, and it is intended to dismiss or, you know, distort from real news and kind of take the focus away from fact-based reporting, which is sometimes uncomfortable. You know, sometimes the truth hurts, but if it's labeled fake, I don't subscribe to the fact that that's not truthful reporting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's okay. I think if you take it out of news, you say, okay, this is opinion. And but what blurs the lines is when you present yourself as a news entity and then you go to opinion, and now there's no separation between the editorial page and news.
No, that's you've got a great point, though, and that's, you know, The New York Times does a great job. If you're reading the front page, you're reading a news story. They have their opinions in an area called op-ed. So you know immediately if you're reading an opinion or if you're reading news. And not everywhere is it clearly defined. But, you know, the viewer does have to be attentive to what's news and what's opinion. And I think, you know, going back to the heyday, I love Walter Cronkite. He had a comment that said, you know, objective journalism and an opinion column are about as similar as the Bible and Playboy magazine. So there's a huge difference between the two.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the opportunity, as we say, in this information age in which we live in and which you just alluded to, and that is to, you know, for the discernment for us to have discernment, exercise discernment, and to be wise and understanding. But if we just take everything at face value, then we're going to be subject to influences that, you know, we may not want in the long run.
We do have to be careful. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of, you know, online sources now. I mean, I've got, you know, three kids, two in college and one out, and they look to social media as a news source, and I hesitate. You know, I caution them that those aren't necessarily news sources. Sometimes the social media platforms are regurgitating news they get from other places. They'll take it from the Wall Street Journal, or they'll take it from New York Times or NBC, but they're just regurgitating that, and there's no oftentimes it's not being reported. There are other computers or robots that are just delivering that through some kind of arithmetic equation or logarithm or something.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Tim Ortman, his book, Newsreel, R-E-A-L, A View Through the Lens, Win, and the conversation will continue. Stay with us, America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Emmy Award-winning producer Tim Ortman. We're talking about his new book, Newsreel, A View Through the Lens, Win. Tim, we were just talking about the channels of and portals of entry for information. And our kids are, you know, greatly influenced by non-traditional entries into the field. The danger that is involved here is you've got a regurgitation of information, not necessarily source information. You know, when you consider still the big operations and institutions, they have the budget to go and do investigative reporting, to really put some shoes on the ground there to find out what's going on. And so we don't necessarily, I caution people to not throw the baby out with the bathwater here, because we're hoping that, you know, for the most part, they will get it right and be true and be able to utilize those budgets in appropriate manner. But for these other outlets that do not have the budget to pay for the investigative reporters and to really do in-depth reporting, we run a risk there, don't we?
Absolutely. I think you've really got to turn to the award-winning respective journalistic organizations with deep resources to go all over the world and look for truth. And we did that at NBC. There was, back in 1987, NBC News quietly negotiated with the Chinese government. It wasn't a U.S. government negotiation. It was NBC News and the Chinese and First China Television to do a series of groundbreaking broadcasts. And it became apparent that both parties, the Chinese and NBC, wanted this to happen, and we mobilized. NBC brought in hundreds of staff to come into China and do a series of live broadcasts from previously unseen places like the Forbidden City and Tiananmen Square.
I remember that, right?
Yeah, the Great Wall. And it opened up, it was a wonderful example of news reporting, and it opened up a previously closed society. We went all over the country and filed reports from all this vast, diverse region, and it was a great example of how journalism can kind of shine a light. And, you know, yes, at that point in time and still today, you know, the Chinese were our enemy, but I think in trying to report on them and open up that closed society, it appeared that, you know, we have as many similarities as we do differences.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting with the contrast. After all is said and done, probably right. More that we agree on than we disagree. Tim, in your career, did you feel a little bit like Forrest Gump holding a camera? I mean, with all that you experienced?
I was very young. I was 25 years old when I joined NBC News, and you know, I was a competent cameraman, but lacking in experience and not really worldly. But you learn to get up to speed very quickly, and you know, I relied on the knowledge of a lot of camaraderie that I felt, and I benefited from a lot of insight and mentoring from not just the people at NBC. There was a union that, you know, went beyond NBC News, and you know, there was fierce competition, just like there is today. But I was close to people at CBS or Time Magazine or CNN, and we kind of all, you know, realized that, you know, we were part of the much greater good. And
it's a little fraternal. I mean, after all, you guys are, even though you're competing, you're still, you know, cameramen, associate with cameramen. You know, you share things and do all this because you're all in the boat together, are you not?
Yeah, that was, you know, we kind of knew we were, nobody wanted to get scooped or beat by the competition, but we knew we were all, and I think this same sentiment is very much alive today, that we were part of a news meeting. We were out for the truth, and it didn't, you know, we were all bound together for a common good.
Tim, in your book, Newsreel, like China, I mean, great highlights in your career. Share with our audience some other special stories that come to mind and that, you know, just give you some satisfaction and fulfillment of your career.
You know, I was fortunate to do cover a lot. Some were really front row seat on history, and one towards the end of my time overseas was when late 1989, communism looked like it was sturdy. It was unwavering. And we were sent to a tiny little town, a border town in East Germany. In West Germany with Czechoslovakia. And we were told we were going to see some East Germans riding the train into West Germany. And that was the craziest thing. You couldn't just come from communism into freedom.
Right.
And so sure enough, one night, midnight, in a tiny little West German village. Here comes this trainload of people, and they were sobbing joyously. They all were drinking, cheap East German champagne, and they, as soon as they got off the train, they kissed the ground on the platform at the West German train station, and we were all perplexed. How was this happening? So we scurried and got visas and went into Prague, Czechoslovakia, where these trains had originated, and sure enough, the East Germans were traveling behind the Iron Curtain into Czechoslovakia. They'd go to the West German consulate in communist Czechoslovakia and climb the wall where they could claim citizenship. And it was the pictures were unforgettable. They were handing their children over the wall.
And, yeah, I remember that. Wow.
It was just, everybody was caught off guard with that. And the East German and the Czechoslovakian media, they weren't going to broadcast pictures of this to the world. It was a huge embarrassment for them. So it was the Western news media, NBC and others, that got in there and showed those pictures. And, change is not always easy. And in Czechoslovakia, certainly, the communists didn't relinquish power easily. There were some protesters that were tired of the oppression, and the paramilitary and military police forces beat them brutally. And we were part of that protest, and we were beaten as well, but we got the pictures out, and within days there were 500,000 people protesting, and the communists had to relinquish power, and democratic elections were soon scheduled. So to be a part of that was very moving, and just one example of, I think, the power and the strength of the news media.
Well, Tim, you touch on being beaten and confronted like this. I mean, how often in your career did you experience that?
It wasn't a daily routine, but sometimes stories generate from places like Beirut or where there's conflict, and oftentimes journalists who cover those kind of stories have to put themselves at peril. It's not all the time, but it's very worthwhile. You don't want to get too close to the flame because you're going to get burnt, but it is it's part of the job description, and we all did it when needed.
We're talking with Tim Ortman, Emmy Award-winning producer. His new book, Newsreel, A View Through the Lens, Win. And Tim, Facebook and Twitter have been in the news, these social media entities we touched on earlier.
Right.
And boy, I'll tell you, it's scary when you think about the impact that they have on information and what they're putting out there. What is your caution regarding Facebook, particularly as a news organization?
Well, that's a tough question, because it seems to be a snowballing effect with this next generation. Mm-hmm. That seems to be, I'm a news junkie, and I still read papers and turn on news outlets, and that's how I get my news. But I think the next generation is so reliant and so trusting of these brand new frontiers. They're wholly unregulated, and I think that we're learning now that there's a power there that probably needs to be harnessed. And I hope the oversight powers and the social media companies realize the power that's at their fingertips, mm-hmm. and get responsible about how they're disseminating information. And oftentimes they don't even know they're being hacked or being used for an ulterior purpose.
Mm-hmm. And again, the responsibility falls on we the people based on our Constitution. So if we're casual about our responsibilities and rights, then those that serve us will not necessarily be responsible. And certainly I believe that there's a place and future for Facebook. But this is going to be defined by the free market, I think. And this is exciting, and it opens up some new avenues. Tim, again, I thank you for the time. The book, congratulations on Newsreel, A View Through the Lens, Win. People can be in touch with you through your Facebook page, right?
That's correct.
Tell them what the address is.
tcortman@gmail.com is an email, and Tim Ortman, writer at Facebook.
Okay, so Tim Ortman, writer at Facebook, is where you want to go for more information. Tim Ortman, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. Fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're interested and you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, did you know that every year more than 240,000 cases of breast cancer will be diagnosed in this country alone? In fact, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer. But we now have the technology, access, and affordability to say that no individual should die from hereditary cancer, yet more than 90% of carriers don't know that. Testing for genes whose mutations can cause serious health conditions like cancer and understanding risk can help detect, treat, or prevent conditions altogether. And here to talk about beating breast cancer one test at a time is the Surgeon to the Stars and author of Breast, the Owner's Manual, arms women with up-to-date tools for detection, prevention, and treatment. Dr. Christy Funk joins us right now. Dr. Funk, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for addressing this important issue for the women in our audience.
Thanks for having me to talk about it. So it turns out that less than 10% of all breast cancer comes from an inherited genetic mutation, but that 10% is a critical number to identify. So as you mentioned in your opening there, these hereditary genes can be easily and affordably detected through home testing kits now. It used to be prohibitive, like thousands of dollars, and you had to go to your doctor's office and you had to meet criteria, et cetera. Now, I would encourage everybody who wants to understand their genetic predisposition to just simply test. However, if you yourself or two family members have had breast cancer prior to age 50, ovarian cancer at any age, a a known genetic mutation or just a whole lot of cancer going on in the family in general, then you definitely want to be testing. Color.com is my favorite test. It's the most reliable and accurate home test on the market. They will mail you a kit. You simply spit into a tube, and 3 to 4 weeks later, you will have your genetic results along with board-certified genetic counseling included in the low price. So this is something that is affordable and accessible to people everywhere. And I think it's an important, empowering thing to understand. Many people are like, ah, I don't want to know. It would just freak me out. But really, if you find out that you have upwards of maybe an 80% chance of getting breast cancer and a 50% chance of getting ovarian cancer through some of these mutations, then you can be very active about surveillance. When you're young, in your 20s and 30s, we can keep a close eye. Hopefully, cancer never happens. But if it does, we find it at an early, more curable stage.
Exactly.
And eventually, you know, if you want, there's risk-reducing medications, but there's also risk-reducing surgery. We've all heard that people can choose prophylactic mastectomy or removing ovaries when the time is right. So it's empowering, but it really is a subset. It's less than 10% of people. And so what I do in Breast, the Owner's Manual, is look at all of it, including gene mutations, but then I really hone in on giving women more control than they ever knew they had over this disease of breast cancer. You see, if you look at all women with breast cancer, 87% don't have a single first-degree relative with breast cancer. So as much as this can be genetic, and as much as we all unfortunately probably know someone young or completely healthy and fit who gets breast cancer, these things happen, but the vast majority, 50% to up towards 80% of all breast cancer could be eliminated from the planet if people just chose better diet and lifestyle behaviors.
Well, again, Christy, we're reminded that knowledge is power, and what you're putting in everybody's hands here is a lot of knowledge. I mean, where before we were kind of, going blindly, and you just wait until, you got some really bad news and your body was already in a fight for its life. Now we can be much more proactive, and even though that 10% number seems small, it's huge when you think about the impact that it would have just even on 10%. Not to mention the other numbers we're looking at as well.
Exactly. So, for the vast majority of women, if they would focus on things like what they're eating, I want them eating a whole food plant-based diet, tons of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes like lentils, beans, peas, nuts. These foods in your body become what we call phytonutrients, plant-based chemicals that go into your bloodstream and set the stage for health instead of illness. They are anti-inflammatory, anti-free radicals, anti-estrogen. Estrogen feeds and fuels 80% of breast cancer. So eating plants, essentially, arms your body with weapons against cancer cell formation and growth and metastases. The studies that I cite in the book will blow your mind in terms of how powerful plants are at reducing cancer.
Well, that's amazing. Now, what is the connection between lifestyle and breast cancer?
Lifestyle in terms of alcohol, exercise, obesity, hormone replacement therapy, emotional and physical stress, environmental toxicities, all of these things interact and collide inside your body, again, to set the stage of inflammation and free radicals that is the root source of DNA damage and therefore cancer. And really all of our killers, by the way, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all of these things are tempered, if not entirely avoided, by eating well, by maintaining an ideal body weight, by exercising. I have ladies exercising 5 hours a week. That's what it takes. But if you can, if you start huffing and puffing and sweating after 5 minutes, good. Shower off and walk again tomorrow. You don't have to hit the massive goal of 5 hours a week. Now, if you vigorously exercise, by the way, you get to cut it in half, 2.5 hours a week. And alcohol is a tricky one because we know that most, not all, studies show that a drink a day keeps heart attacks away, and you're 7 times more likely to die of heart attack than you are breast cancer. So there's this little sweet spot of 4 to 8 ounces of red wine daily that is cardio protective and not breast risky. So, but alcohol, you should minimize or eliminate alcohol. So those are the biggies, and they all reduce cancer. It was well documented in Breast the Owner's Manual. I cite over 1,250 studies, but it does read like we're just chit-chatting over a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Well, Christy, your book has been so well received, your book on breast cancer. Why is it that you think that was it just, you know, something that, you know, women that needed to be empowered needed to see? Was it just the timing just right with all this?
You know, the timing was right for a few different reasons. One, I've been a physician now for 22 years, laser focused on breast health for 17 years as a breast cancer surgeon. So I had the expertise and I had the knowledge, and now I have the reputation, so I'm somebody with street cred. Mm-hmm. And actually what motivated me the most was kind of this heartbreaking thing that I don't have time in a surgical practice to sit down and explain how diet and lifestyle really impacts health and illness in a way that would create meaningful change in my own patients. So I wanted to write it down.
Well, this is such a blessing, you know, for women. Now, is this having any impact on men as well? I mean, you know, breast cancer, we know, is also affecting men.
Yes, men account for 0.8% of all breast cancer in the country. Year after year, about 2,100 men will get breast cancer. Their rate is not the 1 in 8 that it is for women. It's 1.3 in 100,000. But it's important for men to know that they have breast tissue and they can get breast cancer. But here's the other little side benefit of everything in my book. If a man were to also read the book and follow the dietary and lifestyle advice, we would eliminate the vast majority of prostate cancer and colorectal cancer and all of the other major cancer killers in men as well.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. Dr. Christy Funk is with us, a board-certified breast cancer surgeon, co-founder of Pink Lotus Breast Center. Christy, how can they get their hands on your book, by the way?
Breastmanual.com. That link will bring you to all of the online bookstores that sell the book, and it's also available at bookstores everywhere.
Christy, this is good stuff. I really appreciate the time and you dropping by to keep us up to date. Now, where can folks go for more information?
They can go to breastmanual.com, and also our website, pinklotus.com, has tons of powerful information.
Well, Dr. Christy Funk has been our guest, breast cancer surgeon and co-founder of the Pink Lotus Breast Center. Christy, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braze Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know the music. Here it is. Strike up the band. It is time for the one and only, the movie guy, Steve Evans, to enter the room.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, Steve Evans, after this weekend with the Avengers and Walt Disney, you need big music and fanfare like that, right?
It was huge. It was pretty amazing. I mean, it generated $257.7 million domestically in this country, another $380 million worldwide, which means if you want to add that all up, that's about a $630 million opening weekend, which, by the way, is the largest domestic and global opening weekends ever.
And who would have thought? I mean, we thought it was going to be boffo, but I mean, this is mucho boffo.
This is mucho boffo. Well, you know, it is pretty amazing because when you think about what Disney has done over the past 12 years, it goes back to 2006. They bought Pixar. They paid $7.4 billion for Pixar. Everybody thought, oh, that's crazy. But think of the movies that have happened because of that deal. Finding Nemo, Toy Story, The Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille, Inside Out, Monsters, Inc. That was a terrific deal. And then in 2009, they bought Marvel. And they paid $4 billion for Marvel in 2009. Everybody thought, oh, that's too much money to spend. However, the 19 films from the Marvel Cinematic Universe have now generated $15.4 billion at the global box office. And we still have Ant-Man and the Wasp, that's coming up in July, Captain Marvel next March, and of course the next Avengers movie, which is scheduled to arrive about a year from now on the first weekend of May, giving fans a possible conclusion to the story that unfolds in Infinity War.
Exactly. Now, whose fault is all this?
Well, Roger Iger.
Is it all Roger Iger that has orchestrated all this? He gets all the credit?
Yeah. Well, of course, they bought Lucasfilms in 2012. They paid $4 billion, and then they have all the Star Wars movies. So it's like Disney is playing chess, and everybody else is out there playing, I don't know, checkers, tiddlywinks, something else. I mean, they seem to be so far ahead of the game.
Exactly.
And will continue to be so, I guess, for the foreseeable future. Amazing.
Well, good for them.
Good for them.
But I still think with all this money, that would be a free day at Disney World or something, you know? Just saying. Hey, what am I? I'm not a stockholder. So.
At least. Oh, we could only wish. Anyway, that wasn't the only movie out there last week. We had A Quiet Place, which continues quietly to generate a whole lot of cash. This is a Paramount film, which cost about $17 million to make. John Krasinski from The Office, he stars and directs. It's made about $148 million so far. So that's not a bad return on your buck.
Not bad.
Ah, I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie, was number three, Rampage number four, and the other Marvel film, Black Panther, rounded out the top five. That's made about $688 million in this country alone. A lot of numbers. I hate to get involved with all that, but it just is pretty astounding when you take a look at what has happened, like I say, over about the last 12 years. All right.
Well, good fun. What do we got coming up?
We're back in 1987, of course, right?
Oh, of course. Not that long ago for some of us.
Well, almost 31 years ago, Overboard. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell. Oh, Rumor has it. That's, you know, that's where they first met, and one thing led to another. That was a good movie. But now they have redone it, and we have, well, it's still called Overboard. But
yeah, but it's not with Kurt and not with
But in the original movie, we had Goldie Hawn playing this beautiful heiress that falls overboard.
With an attitude.
Yeah, right. And she gets amnesia. And then, of course, it's Kurt Russell playing the carpenter, who convinces her that they're husband and wife. Well, in this particular movie, it's a bit of a different twist. We have Leonardo. This focuses on Leonardo, played by Eugenio Derbez. Mm-hmm. It's not Eugenio, as most people say.
Right.
He goes to great lengths to let people know how to pronounce this, and obviously I haven't quite mastered the name yet.
Well, thank God he doesn't have the middle name Olielio or something.
That was another challenge.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Eugenio plays this selfish, spoiled, rich playboy from Mexico's richest family, and Kate, played by Anna Faris, is a working-class single mom of three, hard to clean Leonardo's luxury yacht. Well, after unjustly firing Kate, refusing to pay her, it's Leonardo who falls overboard when partying a little too hard. He wakes up on the Oregon coast with amnesia. Now, Kate shows up at the hospital, and to get payback, she convinces Leonardo he is her husband and puts him to work for the first time in his life. And after, well, he's miserable and inept, but then he slowly settles in, and eventually he earns the respect of his new family and coworkers. However, Leonardo's billionaire family is hot on their trail, and the possibility of his memory returning at any moment may or may not happen. Will the new family last, or will Leonardo finally put the clues together and leave them for good? That's what's going on here.
I hear suspense music in the background.
It hasn't been scored for the critics, so we don't know exactly what they think of it yet, but it looks like a cute movie and might be one to see.
Do they have kids involved like they did the first one? Those kids that were, with Goldie and Kurt were just precious. I mean, they were just awesome.
I would imagine they follow it pretty, Kate is a working-class single mom of three, so evidently they're along for the ride.
Exactly.
We have a movie here which is getting great reviews, and it should, because it has an all-star lineup here. We have, first of all, it's directed by Jason Reitman, who gave us Up in the Air. Remember the George Clooney movie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's written by Diablo Cody, who gave us Juno, and we have Charlize Theron starring in this film. It's called Tully, and it's about a mother of three, including a newborn. She is gifted a night nanny by her brother. Now, at first, she's hesitant to the extravagance, but she warms to the idea and eventually forms this unique bond with the thoughtful, surprising, and sometimes challenging young nanny named Tully. That's the name of the film. Mm-hmm. Tully is played by Mackenzie Davis. 93% of the critics are recommending that one. So that may be one to check out this weekend. And then we have a movie called Bad Samaritan. This looks really good because it has a terrific plot. I mean, something kind of unusual here. We have a valet played by Robert Sheehan. And he develops this clever little scam to burglarize the houses of his rich customers. And things go pretty smoothly until he robs the wrong customer, played by David Tennant. And when he's robbing this house, he discovers a woman being held captive in his home. He's afraid of going to prison, so he leaves the woman there, and he makes this call to the police. The police arrive. They find nothing when they investigate. So now the valet must endure the wrath of the kidnapper, who seeks revenge on him, all the while desperately trying to find and rescue this captive woman that he left behind. David Tennant, Kerry Condon in this, and Robert Sheehan, 67% recommending Bad Samaritan. That does sound good, doesn't it?
Could be interesting.
Oh, we have another movie here, which is starring John Galecki. Ever watch The Big Bang Theory on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in The Big Bang Theory. This is called The Cleanse. 79% recommending this one. Now, John Galecki plays Paul Berger. He's this unemployed, down-and-out, heartbroken guy searching for happiness. And Paul sees this ad for a spiritual retreat, promising to restart your life. So he immediately signs up, thinking, what can go wrong? He hopes to cleanse himself and fix his broken life. But after only a few days, he discovers the cleanse is releasing more than just your everyday toxins, a lot more. Mm-hmm. Now, this is starring Anna Friel plus Oliver Platt and Angelica Houston in this. This is a darkly humorous, weird, soulful fantasy that examines the inner demons in us all. It's called The Cleanse, rated R, 79% recommending that one. We have a couple of foreign films here which look pretty good. We have one called The Twelfth Man. I love these movies that take place during World War II.
I do too.
This is an action film which tells the incredible true story of heroism and a man's unbreakable will to live. It's Norway. It's 1943, and there is a failed anti-Nazi sabotage mission. And this leaves 11 comrades dead and one Norwegian standing, a resistance fighter by the name of Jan Balsrodde. And he finds himself on the run from the Gestapo. He's the one that has survived. He is the 12th man. And they are chasing him through the snowbound Arctic regions of Scandinavia. And from what I've heard, this is amazing to look at. Yeah. It's a harrowing journey across unforgiving frozen wilderness that will stretch on for months and force Jan to take extreme action in order to survive. Now, this is also starring Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. It's called The 12th Man, subtitled movie. You might want to check that out. And, of course, we have a World War I movie going further
back. Why not? We're in the history category and file. Let's go deeper.
Well, this is kind of interesting because it's a story that has been done several times in several different ways. This is called The Guardians, and it's about this farm during World War I in the south of France. And you have the men from the farm leaving to fight World War I, and so the women are now running this place. They have to grapple with the workload while the men, including two sons, are off at the front. And these new tools that come into play allow the women to basically triumph over the land and run this farm effectively. They have newfound independence. It's acquired, yet emotions are stirred, especially when the men return from the front on short leaves. This revels in the mysteries and beauties of the French countryside and all unravaged by the war in this particular case, with painterly images bathed in natural light. 92% recommending The Guardians out there this week. That sounds like a good movie to see. We also have The Desert Bride, another foreign film here, which is getting great reviews. 54-year-old Teresa has worked for decades as a live-in maid with a family in Buenos Aires. When the family sells the house, she's forced to take a job in a distant town, San Juan. Although feeling uncomfortable with traveling, she embarks on a journey through the desert, and during her first stop in the land of the miraculous, she loses her bag with all the belongings. This unexpected incident leads her to cross paths with El Gringo, who is a traveling salesman and the only person who can help Teresa find her bag. What seemed like the end of her world will ultimately prove her salvation. 86% recommending The Desert Bride out this weekend. And if you're in a mood for a documentary, we have RBG. This is, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At the age of 84, you have this Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. She's developed this breathtaking legal legacy while becoming an unexpected pop culture icon. So if you want to know everything there is to know about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you can check it out, RBG, this weekend. I think we have an all-star lineup this weekend.
Boy, there's plenty to choose from, yes, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That, you know, documentaries like that really interest me, so that catches my interest. So, but like you say, lots to choose from. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, please, light on the butter. Okay.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, Steve.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon.